Congress has passed a continuing resolution which will fund government agencies through March of next year, March 4th. The CR includes the two-year pay freeze proposed by President Obama. Once it's signed by the president, it'll be law. Eric Wasson is a staff writer for The Hill, joining us with the latest. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Now, this is going to fund the government through March 4th, so that brings us a little breathing room, but not through the whole fiscal year. So what does this mean for agencies as Congress gets set to take over? What is it that everybody should be watching for?
Well, the CR holds funding at 2010 level, so that means any kind of planned, increase in spending, such as the IRS's, systems modernization plans, are all on hold because there is no additional funding. Overall, there's about $1 billion in funding over 2010 levels, but a lot of that goes to Pell Grants and a few other specific programs. But overall, agencies are kind of going to have to be waited with bated breath until March to see what kind of reductions the Republicans are going to introduce.
So both the House and the Senate managed to agree, I guess, last night, and as you say, it's through March 4th. Also in there is the pay freeze for federal employees. That's a two-year pay freeze. Is that likely to, in theory, they could take that out of a 2011 funding bill, but what's the prospect there?
Well, I think the pay freeze for 2 years is definitely going into effect now that the House and Senate have agreed and Obama has signed on. I mean, this is definitely less stringent than what House Republicans have proposed, which was either a three-year pay freeze or a hiring freeze. But they could look to try to implement that in the next spending bill in March. We'll have to see.
That actually was my next question, if this could actually become even more extreme, a little more belt tightening down the road beyond March 4th.
That's right. One of the important things to look at is the vote on the House floor. It was 193 to 165, with almost all Republicans present voting against it. And they did this because they would have wanted a much shorter term continuing resolution, maybe for just a few weeks, and then to get in there and really slash funding. So this is just a precursor to the big budget battles that are going to come next year when Republicans look to strip as much funding as possible. They want to bring everything down to 2008 levels, which was before the economic stimulus package.
And yet it seems like despite this being a lame duck session, whether you agree with everything that happened or not during the lame duck session, it was fairly productive otherwise.
Yes, it's pretty much historically productive, and if the president gets the START treaty ratified today as expected, I think it will go into the history books. A lot of people are focused, though, on the victories for the president, the tax cut compromise, don't ask, don't tell, and perhaps the START treaty. But I think the failure of the omnibus spending bill is a real failure, and I've been talking to some economists and political scientists, and they say, this opens the door, this short-term CR, to some deep Republican spending cuts. And if that, impairs the economic recovery, it could really hurt Obama's chances in 2012 to get reelected.
Is what you just described, that almost sounds a little bit like political theater.
There is a lot of political theater to all this, and I think, from what political scientists tell me, the GOP has to propose deep spending cuts, both for its base and for independent voters who turn to the GOP in the midterms based on their promises of spending cuts. What Obama does is less clear. I think independents would like him to at least embrace long-term spending cuts, but certainly his liberal base will be on the lookout. And, Senator Tom Harkin took to the Senate floor yesterday and promised really a pitched battle. He said, if you're going to come after, Head Start and other programs for women and children, expect a big battle next year. So it's going to be a very charged conversation, at least.
We're speaking with Eric Wasson, staff writer of The Hill. And suppose even both sides were to agree on big spending cuts. Nevertheless, at this point, it looks like they're only looking at that one-third of the budget. That is the discretionary part of federal agencies. And if you back out security spending and a few other things that they like to back out, then you might be down to 20% of the available federal spending that could potentially be cut. Is anybody on the Hill at this point talking about the entitlement spendings that all of the think tanks and pretty much everybody agrees are the real engines of future deficits?
Yes, that's the biggest part of future deficits really is Medicare. A group of bipartisan group of senators led by Saxby Chambliss of Georgia and Mark Warner of Virginia are talking about introducing a bill early next year based on the president's deficit commission, and they really would like to wrap in their entitlement reform. And now, whether they can all agree on whether, some Republicans talk about converting Medicare into a voucher system, whether a bipartisan group can come around to backing such an idea is not really clear, but I think even that group and also the president, probably in the State of the Union, will make some reference to the need to reform entitlements. I mean, Social Security, is going to face severe benefit cuts in 2037 if it's not reformed. So even for its own sake, beyond the impact on the deficit, it needs to be reformed. Most people agree.
So it just sounds like to me from what you're hearing on the Hill is that between now and March 4th, agencies just need to be prepared for more belt tightening to come down the road, no matter what happens, and that they need to have a plan B in place. It just sounds like spending freezes, budget freezes, pay freezes, and maybe even more cutbacks beyond that.
I think definitely they need to be prepared, and I think March is going to really possibly attract the 1995 government shutdown. It's going to be a game of brinksmanship, really, because this is a major leverage point for the House GOP now in March 4th. They can say, accept these spending cuts or we're going to shut down the government. Now, conventional wisdom says Bill Clinton won that last government shutdown by portraying the House GOP under Gingrich as extreme, but we're not really sure at this point if Obama will come out in the same way.
Gosh, this is fun. Eric Wasson is staff writer for The Hill, and we thank you very much for that update, and we'll keep on watching.
Thanks a lot.